late June as I pedaled off from our hotel in Sarlat, France, and I was alone. It was a hot day, as I mentioned, and David was planning to ride much farther than I intended on this day, so I was on my own to explore this beautiful historic area. And I love history. The Périgord region is full of history that goes way back in time. You can see 40,000-year-old cave paintings. You can visit cliff dwellings where people lived through the Middle Ages. And you can see castles that still face off against each other up above the river valleys. It's spectacular. And in addition, in recent days, Dave and I had felt history creeping up a little bit more closely. We had seen these roadside monuments, markers, that paralleled our bike route. They also paralleled the path of retreating Germans during the last week of June in 1944, so the monuments described. They'd been called north in the wake of the Allied invasion of Normandy, and judging by these markers, the soldiers were clearly very angry, inflicting random acts of murder on the local French population. It was very sobering to read this history. The monuments effectively turned into a sort of timeline of the events, these cruel events that had happened in June of 44. On June 23rd, two men had been shot and thrown into the Dordogne River to drown. On June 24th, three other men had been chased across this road by German soldiers where they attempted unsuccessfully to hide behind churchyard cemetery headstones, but they died. And you could still see bullet holes in the exterior walls of the church adjacent to the cemetery. So it was painful to learn these stories. And as I set out this day by myself, I was prepared for more such stories. And I certainly found them as I rode my bike along the river. And even as I turned away from the river and headed up the hill, it was a steep hill, toward a town called Dom. And the day was only getting hotter, so I was a bit relieved to see another marker partway up ahead of me. And I pulled over and actually found not just one, but three markers there. One listed seven names. One described what had happened to these men. And a third one was a type of marker that we hadn't seen to that point. It was a small block of white marble. And it was inscribed, "A mon papa, to my dad, Marcel Boutet, age 27 years." Well, I was trying to take this all in when a car pulled up, came to a stop, and a very elegantly dressed French woman got out of the car. She's about 70 years old, and she was carrying a vase of flowers. And it dawned on me that this was June 26th, which was the date in 1944 inscribed on these markers. And she came across the street, she nodded to me, and set the vase down next to the marble stone. And I didn't know what to say, I was speechless. French words, English words, everything escaped me. I finally managed to ask her, "Did you know this man?" And she said, "He was my father." And I was silenced again, and she went on and described what had happened. Her father, along with six other men, had been betrayed by French collaborators. The Germans rounded them up in the village below where we stood, beat them, tortured them, and brought them up to the point where we were standing. They shot and killed these men and pushed them over the edge of this very steep ravine. And of course, I was still speechless. It was very hard to come up with words. I finally managed to say, "I'm so sorry." And I realized that she needed to be alone. And so I took my bike and rode on up the hill for the rest of my day. But I was haunted. I was haunted by the story about her father. I was haunted with thoughts about how that must have altered her life from that moment on. It was quite devastating, this history lesson that I had been getting. And I carried through the day. I stopped for many more markers and finally saw what became the last marker of the day. And this one was a little bit different. It was perched on an open plateau, a hilltop, and on this marker, it said, here on July 14th, 1944, 600 American parachutists arrived with ammunition to support the French resistance. Thank you. And I thought, oh my God, finally, something a little bit more uplifting with which to end my day. And so I was thrilled. It was a much more happy story. And I returned to the hotel, shared my day's events with David. He told me about his day. And we continued with our bike tour for another few days until it came to an end, as planned, in a town called Cahors, where we planned to explore a little bit further, but this time on foot. And it only took me the first day to realize that Cahors is host to a French Resistance Museum, which was where I spent the next three afternoons. It was fascinating. I was reading letters, looking at photographs, going through displays of uniforms and weapons and posters and propaganda. It was just amazing. And on the last day I was there, I was heading out the door when I noticed, right here at my elbow, a tiny, elderly French gentleman wearing a beret and a long black trench coat, even though it was still really hot. And he looked up at me and he said, you're American, aren't you? And I thought, it's still so obvious. And he said, I'd like to invite you to a picnic. And I thought, I'm married. But he kept going and he said, every year on July 14th, we find as many Americans in this area as we can, and we invite them to a picnic to thank them for the ammunition they supplied to our French resistance fighters. And I thought, did this have something to do with that hilltop monument? And he went on one last time. He said, I remember that day. I was a young boy watching the soldiers drop down out of the sky wearing the blue, white, and red ribbons for the glory of France. And I thought, could have been red, white, and blue colors for the American flag. I didn't say anything. But he was pleased to find me. I was so thrilled with this invitation. And what I learned through these experiences was that history is a strange thing. We're taught that it's behind us, it's in the past. But what I learned over these few weeks is that sometimes if we're really lucky, history can circle around in front of us and meet us head on in a very personal and visceral way. And that was something I didn't see coming.